From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. House of Representatives has now approved the spending bill, which will fund the federal government through March 23rd and increase overall spending limits over the next 2 years. Earlier in the day, the U.S. Senate voted to reopen the federal government. It had been shut down since hours earlier at midnight, Washington time, and even before that, a Republican Senator Rand Paul tried to hold up the spending bill. Then Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell spoke before the Senate chamber.
The bipartisan agreement before us funds our troops, addresses the opioid crisis, funds our veterans, and many other shared priorities. The Speaker of the House supports the bill, is waiting for it to pass the Senate. The President of the United States supports the bill and is waiting to sign it into law.
And in fact, that is the next step. President Trump will have to sign it today for the government to reopen. Pakistan's Minister for Interior, Ahsan Iqbal, says the United States' attempt to cut Pakistan's military or civilian aid may lead to further complications in the relations between the two countries. Two members of the U.S. House of Representatives say Pakistan is a country that knowingly supports terrorists. Pakistan denies the charge and counters by saying it has paid a heavy price for fighting against terrorists. U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters have captured two fugitive British Islamic State converts who are part of a group of four terrorists known for their heinous acts. The four became notorious for beheading their Western hostages and posting those grisly videos on social media. This is VOA News. U.S. officials say that airstrikes against government-backed troops in eastern Syria were purely defensive. We get that story now from VOA's Lotit Sahok.
The United States provides military support to the Syrian Democratic Forces fighting terrorist groups in Syria. The Syrian government, backed by Russia, is waging a war against those forces in an effort to regain the territory the opposition forces still control. The United States says it is not involved in that fight. The U.S. Department of Defense said that the U.S.-led coalition and local forces fighting terrorists were attacked by Syrian pro-government forces with artillery, tanks, and rocket launch systems. A Pentagon spokesperson said the coalition's air and artillery strikes were in response to that aggression.
That is VOA's Lotit Sahok. White House admitting it could have done a better job handling the case of Staff Secretary Rob Porter, who resigned this week after his two former wives accused him of emotional and physical abuse. White House spokesman Raj Shah said President Trump was saddened by the allegations while distancing the president from the fallout.
In this instance, in the case of Rob Porter, we relied on the background check investigative process. That process hadn't been completed, so we were relying on the information that we had.
Shah says Mr. Trump was unaware of the full scope of the allegations until this week, when a photograph was published showing Porter's former wife with a black eye. Porter is denying the accusations, calling it a smear campaign. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has arrived in Pyeongchang, South Korea, to attend the opening ceremonies of the 2018 Winter Olympics. U.S. officials have not ruled out the possibility the vice president might meet a North Korean official at the Olympics. North Korean state media said there was no intention on their part to go along with such a meeting. In a meeting today with South Korean President Moon Jae-in, Mr. Pence said Washington would be maximizing pressure to bear on North Korea until they abandon their nuclear weapons program. Meantime, the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has arrived in South Korea to attend the Olympics. Kim Yo-jong is the first member of the North's longtime ruling family to visit the South since the end of the Korean War in the early 1950s. South Korea's president will be having lunch on Saturday with the delegation. The lunch will cap a recent round of diplomatic overtures between the bitter rivals, sparked by President Moon's acceptance of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's surprise offer to send his country's athletes to the Olympics. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.